So she's just stepped off a plane. She's used the Aussie excuse for, usually for being drunk, which is that she's jet-lagged. But I think she is jet-lagged. And this is a good interview because we're talking about a very highly acclaimed play that's back at the Fringe. It's been over to Adelaide as well, and it's called Mengele. For some, it's uncomfortable viewing. For some, it's very moving. It's certainly enlightening as well. In a dark way, it's kind of inspiring because it also makes us look at ourselves and the world and where we're heading again. And it's called Mengele, and it's about Joseph Mengele. But what I like about this interview is we're not going to talk to the actor that plays Mengele. You can find interviews with him on Fringe Review. We're going to talk to the actor that plays opposite him. And we are joined by...
Stephanie Rossi from Adelaide.
So, first of all, the story of how you became the actor in Mengele.
It's actually a funny story. I received an email probably about... would have to have been... no more than maybe 2 or 3 weeks before Mengele was due to open at the Fringe, from the girl who was actually playing the character that I'm now playing. She had to, for personal reasons, pull out of the show and had a personal recommendation about me. So she got in touch with me, and Tim got in touch with me as well to see if I was available. I was already in a Fringe show at that time, so I just had to make sure that there was no clash between the two shows, and they were on a couple of the nights, but what I worked out was because the two shows were in the same space, I could come off stage from the first one and then run into the theatre and do the second one. So basically, that's how it happened. I basically got an email, said, yes, sure, I can do it, and then learnt the show in a week and went on stage.
I just want to get this right. So you're on a Fringe show.
Yeah.
There's 2 weeks to go, and you're invited to act opposite one of the world's most notorious Nazis.
Correct, as the Angel of Death. It's just...
Yeah. Oh, I was the Angel of Death as well, okay.
So no pressure. So yes, that's what happened.
Okay, this is a hard thing for you to answer, because we tend to be humble usually. But she said recommended. What is about you as an actor that led to such a recommendation? Because it's not just a recommendation about you being an actor. It's about the ability to step into the shoes of the Angel of Death with 2 weeks before you go public.
Yes, that's a really good question. And yes, you're right, I find it hard to answer such questions. Look, I can only say that it probably was the lady who recommended me to the actor who was actually playing the Angel of Death at the time. She had seen my work before, and she had seen a level of professionalism, I think, so that's probably, you know, what stood out to her. I think that probably is a level of professionalism as well as kind of like loving a challenge. So no challenge is too big. So the whole challenge of learning a show in... learning the script in a week and then having a week of rehearsal, I was like, yeah, I can do that. So, craziness.
And so what was your first reaction to the script?
Oh, I honestly loved this. I loved it. I loved the character. As the rehearsals went on, you know, obviously as you know, what happens with any rehearsal period, you find the character more as you play within the character. But it's a very cool script, and the character from where she starts to the end, there's this huge sort of journey and arc because of what she's trying to do to Mengele, basically. So it's a really cool transformation, really cool character. I loved the script, so I was really, really keen just to get stuck in.
And then acting across from and with, you know, one of the world's notorious Nazis, played by Tim Meriwether, who's well into the script and has played it a lot.
Yes.
So the balance there could be a bit difficult because you're the rookie Angel of Death.
Yes. Yeah, look, I definitely had my... there's always that level of... I want to say nervous anticipation when you're going into a show anyway. But for this show, it was greater because... of the fact that I had a week to rehearse it, and for the fact that Tim knew the show so well. So there was, that extra level of pressure. But I really feel that what it actually did was it made me ensure that the whole time I was really listening to everything Tim was saying, because I was, like, needing to be so present on stage because I didn't know the show that well. So I think it really brought, and Tim mentioned it brought, like, an element of being really present to both our performances and just... really listening to each other. So I think that was actually, although it was a bit scary, it had a really positive effect on the show. So yeah.
So through the lens of that script and Tim Marriott's performance, describe for the listener Dr. Joseph Mengele.
Okay, so he, through Tim's performance and the script, he comes across as a man who is very sure of himself, very sure of what he's done in his life, a man who has no regrets, or at least presents that way, proud, and quite sadistic, and just really, really opinionated to a fault, basically. Really feels like everything he's ever done.
Sounds like you're describing a number of politicians that lead countries here, but we won't name them.
Do you know what? It could, honestly, could be. And that's what's so relevant about this show, is that it's relevant today, that we should never forget about what happened in the past, and that these people, these kind of people, still exist today. That's what's so relevant about the show, and so powerful about the message of the show as well. These people exist today. Like you said, you can relate those kind of attributes to politicians that are currently in power. It's quite scary, really. So, yeah.
And in terms of the effect that has on you then, both as an actor and as a person, isn't that almost a bit unbearable?
Yeah, look, at the end of the show, I remember Tim saying to me that if you don't, if you get to the end of the show and you're not emotionally exhausted, then you haven't done it right. And definitely, it does. The end of the, it's quite an emotionally intense and draining piece. But I think it's a really important piece. And so, putting that kind of that much of your of myself or of yourself into a role that's this important, I think it's worth it. But yeah, it definitely does. It definitely is intense. And afterwards, you just sort of don't want to go out and socialise. You want to go home and kind of let yourself unwind and process what you've kind of, the journey you've been through on stage. But yes, you definitely take on part of every character as an actor, and the subject matter, you can't help but be affected by it, because there's so much horror and pain there, and yeah.
And so as you arrive in the Edinburgh Fringe now and you've got to step into that skin, what's your prep?
Basically, my prep is, Tim and I are just going to, we're just going to jump straight into a rehearsal literally this afternoon, because we're also rehearsing for another show as well. So basically just getting back into that rhythm with each other. I think that's what really helped. It was listening, finding that rhythm. My character is very, she's very grounded. She's very still and stable, if that makes sense. So for me, accessing the character is all about a stillness and a listening, and almost like a judging, because it's kind of Mengele's judgment day. That's kind of what this play really looks at. So she's judging and listening the whole time. So, yeah.
Watch out, Edinburgh Fringe. The angel of death has just flown in from Australia. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much.